KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today and a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, a monthly survey of rural bankers in parts of 10 plains and western states suggests the regional economy is growing. The overall index of the Creighton University Rural Main Street Survey for December climbed back above growth neutral to hit 54.2, compared with 49.9 in November. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy in the months ahead, while a score below 50 indicates a shrinking economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss said the surveys over the past several months indicate the regional economy is expanding outside of agriculture. The survey's confidence index slumped to 44.3 from November's 47.0. And Goss says that tariffs, trade tensions, and weak ag commodity prices harmed the outlook of bank CEOs. Well, a man charged with murder and other crimes in the starvation death of his 16-year-old adopted daughter has reached a plea deal with Iowa prosecutors. Dallas County District Court records say a plea hearing is scheduled for this afternoon for 43-year-old Mark Ray. He and his wife, 40-year-old Misty Boozman Ray, have already pleaded not guilty in connection with the May 2017 death of Sabrina Ray in their Perry home. Authorities say the girl weighed just 56 pounds when she died. Court records don't outline what his plea deal includes. The records don't show that Misty Boozman Ray has reached any deal. Her trial is still scheduled to start February 4th in Sioux City. That trial had been moved to Woodbury County because of pretrial publicity in Dallas County. Families with young children in Griswold and the surrounding area are being asked to complete a survey to gauge the need for child care in the area. The survey can be accessed online at the link found under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The survey may be answered anonymously as names are optional. Although focused on families in the Griswold Community School District, anyone working or living in the Griswold area, as well as anyone who would potentially utilize a child care center in Griswold as they commute to work, should participate in the survey. The survey will be used by a nonprofit group in the community to determine the level of need in the area. The nonprofit was initiated with a gift of $65,000 from the Noble Center Church. Since the first meeting of the group, the Board of Griswold Communications has stepped forward to match the initial gift with another $65,000 to provide a financial foundation to make a child care center a reality. Meetings have been held with current child care providers in the area and also with representatives of schools, business, civic, governmental, and other community groups. If you have any questions or would like to complete a survey but do not have internet access, you can contact Steve or Barb Beyer at 712-778-4452. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley yesterday announced that 33 Iowa students have been nominated to be considered for appointments to U.S. service academies. Locally, nominated to the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs was Connor Pellet of Atlantic and William Jones of Council Bluffs. He was nominated to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Each year, Grassley has the opportunity as a U.S. senator to nominate either current or future Iowa high school graduates for a select few service academy placements. The U.S. Air Force Academy, U.S. Military Academy, and U.S. Naval Academy all select at least one qualified student from Grassley's nominations. Grassley encourages Iowa students to consider applying to more than one service academy due to a highly competitive nature of admissions. Iowa representatives in the U.S. House of Representatives makes nominations in addition to both of Iowa's U.S. senators. Students may receive more than one nomination, and students interested in academy appointment should begin the application process in the spring of their junior year of high school. Early application is encouraged. The academy selects students based on the number of vacancies available for the next school year. Elsewhere in the news, sheriff's officials in Taylor County report 26-year-old Richard Hala of Bedford was arrested Thursday and charged with child endangerment causing bodily injury, a Class D felony. Hala was arrested in Bedford and was being held in the Taylor County Jail on a $5,000 cash-only bond. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office yesterday reports that they were notified at around 5:40 a.m. Thursday about a burglary in progress in the 3000 block of Heron Place. When the deputy arrived, he arrested two suspects, 30-year-old J. Robert Pedrin and 22-year-old Brandon William Henderson, both of Audubon. Pedrin also had two outstanding warrants for domestic abuse assault by impeding airflow and willful injury. Later in the morning, a third suspect, 45-year-old Danielle Del Rey Frazier of Audubon, was arrested. All three suspects were charged with burglary in the second degree and were being held in the Audubon County Jail following their appearance before the magistrate. Henderson and Frazier's bonds are set at $10,000. Pedron's bond was $32,000. On Tuesday, Jacob Ryan Kraft turned himself into the Audubon County Sheriff's Office on an outstanding bench warrant for violation of probation. Kraft was being held on a $5,000 bond. On December 9th, 24-year-old Zachary Taylor Cook of Atlantic was arrested in Audubon County for operating while intoxicated, or OWI, second offense. He was later released after his appearance before the magistrate. And on December 7th, 53-year-old Karen Jane Rhea of Kimbleton was arrested on an outstanding warrant from Minnesota. She was taken before a district judge to waive extradition and was extradited back to Minnesota on December 12th. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said three people have been arrested recently. Wednesday afternoon, 43-year-old Raina Roxanne Jones of Council Bluffs was arrested at the northbound Interstate 29 rest area for possession of a controlled substance, OWI first offense, driving under suspension, failure to maintain control, and failure to provide proof of insurance. Her bond was set at $2,300. Later that same afternoon, 49-year-old Samuel Walter Gore, a homeless person, was arrested at a location off of 188th Street for disorderly conduct and interference with official acts. His bond was set at $600. And just after 6 a.m. Tuesday, 23-year-old D'Angelo Thomas Monson of Glenwood was arrested by Mills County deputies for domestic abuse assault, and he was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. When it comes to taking care of their health, research shows Iowans have cut down on smoking and improved their diets, but many still don't get exercise enough to live the longest, healthiest lives. To encourage overall health improvement among the state's residents, the American Heart Association is changing its mission from focusing primarily on cardiovascular issues to a more holistic approach. Executive Director Kayla Kovarna says the organization's new goal is to be a relentless force for a world of longer, healthier lives.
This is the first time ever in our history that we have not called out cardiovascular diseases, which includes stroke, in our actual mission statement. And really what we're looking at is shifting gears and focusing on health improvement.
Kovarna believes Iowa communities could benefit significantly if more people had better access to a wider variety of exercise options and more nutritious food choices, especially in the areas of Des Moines where there are so-called several food deserts, or deserts, that is. Des Moines recently implemented Move DSM, the first citywide multimodal vision for transportation. AHA Government Relations Director Stacy Freeland hopes it will be a model for other communities in making biking and walking easier and more accessible.
A big part of this is safety, and really, and some of that's even lighting in certain areas, so that if kids are out and walking to, you know, friends' houses or parks, that they can easily get there with the walkways and feel a lot more safe.
Kovarna says getting kids and adults exercising more is critical based on a new report that showed Iowa is now one of the top three states in the nation with a significant increase in obesity, 35% over the past 12 years.
So here in Iowa, blood pressure is one that is definitely a health risk factor that pops up. Childhood obesity is another one. Those are big ones for us that we need to take a look at to really move the needle.
Iowa was the only state in the top seven with obesity gains not located in the southern half of the U.S. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.